Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learned Av Samach Gimel Masechtas Baba Kama. Some of the topics we learned about include Kefil. One pays twofold for stealing either live or inanimate objects. The Gemara lists several items that are excluded from this rule using two distinct methods: Ribui Umiut Uklal Prat. When the Torah uses both general and specific terms to describe the necessary items for a halacha, there's a machlekes which of the following two approaches to take: Ribui Umiut VeRibui. A series of inclusionary and exclusionary terms, which ultimately includes everything except specific items, because it is interpreted in the following manner. Ribui, the first inclusionary term, would include everything. Therefore, miut, the exclusionary terms, limit the klal and serves to exclude anything that is not similar to the specific examples. Therefore, ribui, the final inclusionary term, reaffirms the earlier klal and teaches that everything is included, and the miut only excluded specific items. Klal pratu klal, a series of general and specific terms which ultimately includes anything similar to the specified items, because it is interpreted in the following manner. Klal, the first general term would include everything. Therefore, prat, the specific terms, explain the klal as including only the prat, excluding everything else, and therefore klal, the final general term, serves to include only items that are reasonably similar to the prat. Tumas nevela, carcasses of animals transmit tumah to one who touches or carries them. Carcasses of kosher birds only transmit tumah beves habliya when eaten, and carcasses of non-kosher birds do not transmit tumah at all. If a guardian falsely swears that an item in his safekeeping was stolen and is then discovered to have it, he pays kefil. Similarly, if a finder falsely swears that a lost object that he was safeguarding was stolen, he also pays kefil. However, if a guardian falsely swears that an item in his safekeeping was lost and is then discovered to have it, he does not pay kefil.